Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer. We had in the top, in the second line of the Yamid, that Chachamim Titnu Lehen Lubnais Yisrael Lubsula Masayim Al Aman Amana. So that was Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel and the name of Shimon ben Elazar, who held that Aksuv is a Drabana. The Gemara now brings the opinion that argues Shimon Gamliel Aimer Aksuv as Isha Min HaTaira, that the Din Ksuva is a Din Taira, right? Which means that it's a Din, it's Chiv Daraisa to give a Ksuva to a wife. Right? The Gemara of Yamar of Shimon Gamliel Achi. Tanya, Kesef Yishkal Kamayra Absulais. Shia Hezek, Kamayra Absulais, or Mayra Absulais Kazet. The Torah says that a man should pay the parasha of Mefate, if someone's Mefate, a young girl, so he has to pay her afterwards Kamayra Absulais, the amount that's Mayar. What is Mayar? So Mayar Absulais Kazet. So we understand Mayar to mean a man's obligation to his wife. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Ksuva Sisha'ena Medivrei Torah Ela Medivrei Sefer. So we see that this Takashit that holds Ksuva Deraisa. However, we see that it's actually a machlaikis of Ksuva Deraisa, Ksuva Deraban. So it's like the Gemara Epoch, change the names. Shimon Gamliel Taka holds Deraisa. Well, my chaz is to Abchis Basraisa, Epoch Kamaisa. Maybe the second one is right, Shimon Gamliel holds Deraban. So the Gemara, Shemino Shem Gamliel Domek Suvasi Shadai Raisa did not. We learned elsewhere. Shem Gamliel Aime Naisin Lama Mais Kaput Kaya. So if so, what's the case of Mais Kaput Kaya? So, Kaput Kaya, we see there's a suffix how much money has to be paid in the Ksuba. Ksuba is written in one country and collected in another. So, it's a suffix. Do you pay according to the value of the money in the country it was written, or the country it was paid? So mikan samchu chacham luksuz yishman atayra means that the chachamim understood that. I'm sorry. That noislam maiska putkaya means if you hold suva deraisa, you have to pay the mochamer. But the raisa is always for chomer, so you pay the mochamer dicker amount. The mochamer dicker amount. You buy yisayim a kuler of shem gam liyalu. So we can't tell him like Suvasi Shimon HaTaira. Suvas Almana ain't a medivrei Torah medivrei Sefer. Mishum Gamliel Aimer. Suvas Almana ain't a medivrei Torah medivrei Sefer. So what we come out from this sugya is only a question of who holds what, but certainly there's a machlokes tanoim. If Suvas Besula is deraisa, Suvas Almana is derabbanan let everyone. Suvas Besula is it deraisa or not? Taisis, the tap taisis, mashma the ksuva de rabbana, the chemisha rabba gari, ain lo ksuva kamer, my tamkin rabbana ksuva, so I take halabain of laitzia. Almustama de shasav ksuva de rabbana. If the reason for ksuva is shaloya he kalabain of laitzia, it should cost him money to be able to give her a get, that means that ksuva sisha is a tekana de rabbana. Bakasha, the nagu lichtei b'ksuva, kesa zuzi masa, nechazu lichi midereisa. Do we write that in Aksuvas? You ever read a chasna? You read a ksuva? Huh? Never read a chasna, you read a ksuva? So in Aksuvas, we say it. It says, if you listen next time you're at a wedding, Kesuzuzi Masan the Chazil Khibidaraisa, that's what we write. Which seems to say that 200 is deraisa. Bain Almana we write, we read Maya Zuzi, the Chazil Khumidrabanan. But Bain Abasula we write Midaraisa. So I'm Rabbi Natan, the Samchina of Shem Gamliel, etc. Taisa says that Vaistais we pass King Suba deraisa. So Taisa's Shita is that we pass Kiksuvas Deraisa. That's the Shita of Taisvis. There are other Rishainim that hold Ksuva Derabanan, the most prominent being the Rambam and the Rif. who hold that ksuba is a drabbanan. So it's machlokes rishayim if ksuba deraisa or ksuba drabbanan. The question is, if you hold ksuba drabbanan, why do we write kefta zuzi masa on the chazal chimid deraisa? So the Rush answers, why do we write the Chazi L'chimi D'Araisa Loitais? This is good. If, like the Rambam, how do we explain our meaning? So he answers that there are two types of Kesef. This Kesef, in Shas we find Kesef Tzuri and Kesef Medina. Kesef Tzuri are coins that are pure silver. Kesef Tzuri are coins that are mostly copper, has a small amount of silver. I think, what? Kesef Medina. Kesef Medina are coins that are 7/8 copper and only 1/8 silver, sort of like our dimes and quarters today, which very little silver in them. And they're worth less. There's a difference in the value of the coin. So when we say Kesef Zuzi Masan, the Chazi Lechi, it goes, according to the Rambam, it should be read, Kesef Zuzi Masan Dechazi Lechi. We're giving you the 200 Zuz that are right to you. Midai Raisa, and we're paying with Kesef Zuzi Dairaisa. With Kesef Tzuri, which is the Dairaisa Dikamani, which is real silver. You shouldn't think it's Kesef Zuzi de Medina, the currency that was the cheaper currency. No. Kesef Zuzi Masan Dechazi Lechi. It's midiraisa deka kesef zuzi. So it comes out that if you listen to the person reading the ksuba, you have to hear how he reads it. If he reads kesef zuzi dechazi lechi midiraisa without a comma, he's reading it like Taisus. Dechazi lechi midiraisa. It's right to you in a Torah. If he's reading kesef zuzi masan dechazi lechi and he's pausing, and then he says diraisa, so he's reading it like the Rambam. Because the word deraisa doesn't go on chazi lechi, it goes back on the words kesef, masan kesef, kesef zuzi, the 200 kesef zuzi. That's the deraisa. You follow? Mm-hmm. Being clear what I'm saying? What? Should read it twice. So that, maybe we do. So there, it depends. Depends where you put the comma. If you're going like the Rambam, where you're going. Now, there's a problem with the Rosh's Teretz. Svara, what's the problem with the Rosh's Teretz? Svara with the Rosh's Teretz is why, by an almana, we write Meya Zuzi the Chazi Lechimid Rabbana. Why do we do that? Why should we give light Taisis? It's very good. Almana is the Rabbana, it's the Rabbid Rabbana. According to Taisis, according to the Rambam, why do we write by an almana the Chazi L'chimid Rabbanan? You do should write the Chazi L'chimid Araisa, give other regular coins. At least you should write the Chazi L'chi. What do we have to write? So it's a problem with the Rambam sheet. What's the Nafkamina of Ksubis Ad Araisa, Ksubis Ad Rabbanan? So there are a few technical Nafkaminas, which I'll list for you, and then I'd like to explain something to you about Ksuba. The technical Nafkaminas are, first of all, the case of Mois Kaputkiya. If a Ksuba is written in one Medina, and it's redeemed in another Medina, so what type of money are we referring to? It's one Nafkamina. The second Nafkamina is if you have a suffix, suffix suva, suffix deraisa is lechumra, a suffix drabanan is lekula. If you have a suffix chiyuv ksuva, second nafkamina. The third nafkamina is if you're manain from karka, manain ziburis. What type of karka you could monai? It's not an afkamina. If you learn Taisis Hayov, the Konas Chachamim, you'll see And Tosis makes an afkamin. These are all nafkaminas that don't really come up for the following reason. But Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that he, in all his years as a Rav, has never seen, someone asks him, how much is a ksuba worth in American dollars? So he says he never had a case come before him where there was a nafkamina. How much a ksuba is? Why? So Rav Moshe writes, because Bizman Azeh, we have a chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, that a man is not allowed to give his wife a get bal karcha. A get is done only by the agreement of both sides. With the exception of cases where a woman is mizana tachas baila, or something like that, but she doesn't get a ksuba anyway. But normally, a get is given by the agreement of both sides. Both sides may not be happy about it. But once it's obvious the marriage is not going to go through, there's an agreement. And that agreement usually includes a settlement of outstanding financial issues, and child issues, child custody and child support. There's always an agreement between the two sides when a get is given. And since there's always an agreement, that agreement, whatever it calls for financially, is a pshara, an agreement which covers the chiyuv ksuba as well. So that as a practical matter, in the ruba of the cases where there is an agreement, sometimes they fight and they haggle for a few months or for a year, but ultimately there's an agreement, and that usually settles the ksuba as well. In theory, you could have a case where where there is no agreement, but generally there's an agreement. Now, Rav Moshe writes that he feels that in America, a ksuba lamaisa is 100 pounds of silver, equivalent of the value of 100 pounds of silver, which I think is about $7,000. The way silver is valued today, it's roughly $7,000. He says that's a ksuba. That's a fiat ksuba. We write a ksuba because it's either a deraisa or a takana derabanan. Lamaisa, a husband obligates himself in a ksuba. Rav Moshe is just saying that when it comes, push comes to shove, it usually is no real nafkamina. Now, there is a nafkamina, lamaisa, how to translate the ksuba. That nafkamina comes up, not frequently, but it does come up. That's a shaila in a number of achrayinim. The Chassam Sefer in Ibn Ezer, Tshuva Kuf Chaf Hei, deals with the shaila of a woman who's getting married. And as far as everyone knows, it's her first marriage. She's a psula. She's entitled to a ksuva of 200 zuz. But she knows that she was mizana. She's not a psula. She's a ba'ula. However, at the wedding, she's only entitled to a ksuva of a ba'ula. She's not entitled to a ksuva of a psula. So the shaila is, it's going to be not so nice at the wedding if they're going to read that she's getting meyaz akuk and kesef of a ba'ula. As far as all her friends and her parents' friends know, she's a psula. So go tell her that no one listens anyway, and no one's going to know the difference, but lamaisa, it's not... So the question is, what to do at the chasm? This is a serious shaila which comes up. There's no question that the woman has to let her husband, her chasm, know. To make a toss for a psula to pretend that she's a ba'ula, to pretend she's a psula. The question is how to do things at the chasm. So there are paiskim that suggest that you can have a regular ksuba. There's something called taisis ksuba. Taisis ksuba is that a husband has a right to add to the ksuba whatever he wants. to add, we'll have later on your days on the days that there were some families that insisted there were mishpachis miuchasais. They only got married if the ksuva said 400 zuz. So, 400 zuz. So there's such a thing as taisis ksuva. So the chasin, who presumably also would like that to be a normal ksuva, would agree to give 200 zuz, even though he's not going to give 100. He'll agree to give 200 zuz. And in Meila, they'll do an ordinary ksuba. The ksuba of Masayim zuz. This is the suggestion to do what? Oh, okay, good. So he'll do a ksuba of 200 zuz. Now we'll do a ksuba of 200 zuz, so then there'll be taisa ksuba and everything will be fine. So the Arpai scheme will pass in this way, including Rav Moshe, who Migris Moshe. There are a few tshuvas. One of them, which I saw, is in Arachayim Chelek Dalet. Tshuva number, I think it was Kuf Aleph, in which he writes to a Balas Tshuva. It says the from woman was Mizan, and she writes to Rav Moshe to be Misadar Tshuva for her. So he writes there by the Ksuva that it can do a normal Ksuva. It says even the Misadar Kedushin doesn't have to know. As long as the Chas knows and he's masking, that you could do it that way. The Chassam Sofer in his tshuva talks about this, and he quite what? So the Chassam Sofer in his tshuva also, there was a Rav Ashayel who wanted to paskin like Rav Moshe to write a regular tshuva, maybe Taisus tshuva. So the Chassam Sofer questions the Lashon of the Chazi L'chimid Araisa. This Lashon, the Chazi L'chimid Araisa, is not true. This Ksuba won't be binding. Because you're writing a Ksuba of Masayim Zuz, the Chazi L'chimid Araisa. That's not Chazi L'chimid Araisa. It's not a Ksuba, which is right in our Torah. So Mimela, the Chassam Sofer is not happy with this Ksuba. In the Chassam Sofer's case, the Mizana was the husband, was the Chassam. So he has a tshuva about whether it's different when the mezana is the one you're getting married to. That maybe she is mechuyev, he is mechuyev in atayr masayim zuz. And at the end, he's simach on that. But in a case where the mezana was someone else, he's not apparently he's not simach on that. Which means he reads the chazid l'chimid d'oraisa like Tosfos. If he reads chazid l'chimid d'oraisa with the comma, then there's no problem. The husband is Maisav Mindelai, he's happy to give her 200 zuz. The Chazi Lechi, Tama. It's a rice, I'll give you a kesef of rice, it's no problem. So it's a nafkamino, which way you read the ksuba. If you read the Chazi Lechi Mindelai, meaning there's a deraisitic obligation, then you know, some such as time is a time. If you read the Chazi Lechi Mindelai, the Chazi Lechi Chakama, it's moist deraisa, that's a problem. So the. So this is a tremendous nafkamina between the two sides. Again, if you listen to a ksuba at a wedding, in our ksubis, it says a man gives his wife 200 zuz, the chazan with the raisa, then it says, v'haisif loy min delay, oy mei as a cooking kesef. We have taisis ksuba in the ksuba. We read, v'haisif loy min delay, oy mei as a cooking kesef. But as far as how to paskin in the lashon of a ksuva for a ba'ula, when you want to cover it up by using a psula, that is not so pashit. What I have done the few times it came up is I had the person reading the ksuba read the word psula even though it didn't say it. Because he had really a ksuba of a second marriage, of a ba'ula. But when he read it, he pretended that he was reading the nusach of psula. Some rabbanim pull a switch. They have under the chuppah b'sula ksuba and they read it and everything. Later, they rip up the ksuba and they give a ksuba of a bula. You need it before bia, before the night. So they do it that way. But yeah.
The whole thing is just going to tell him you can read whatever he wants. You don't have to add on the 100. You don't have to do anything.
You can read whatever you want.
Yeah,
nothing.
You can read a regular, a regular
ksuba. Yeah. Do it that way. It happened to me once I was being Masada Kedushin They were two Russian Jews who the couple was from, and but she wasn't a psula. So at the chasna they told me about it. So I changed the ksuba and I let them read the other ksuba with the mayor, a bunch of Russians. Who's going to know? You know, yeshiva guys barely noticed. So nobody told me they noticed anything. So the chasakal really didn't know the difference much either. It wasn't a problem. But anyway, this is a true issue. And it's a nafkamina how you read it. Excuse me? No, the Mechaber holds that this is a yichud without a ksuba. And the Sfaradim probably paskin that way. The Ramah, though, paskins that yichud is mutter only be as awesome without a ksuba. And that's the way we know it. But sometimes it happens. A husband, just last week, I wrote a ksuba for someone, a flappish. Married many years, and the one wife couldn't find the ksuba, so you write not the same ksuba, you have to write the ksuba derechasa, special nusach ksuba. And if a couple loses, they call me up that they can't find the ksuba, so I don't tell them also b'ich, also b'bi, until they write the ksuba. Like us, the Sfaradim probably, and I like the Mechaber. There's another nafkamina. Ksuva de Raisa de Rabbana. Magapi Pilegesh. When we learned the Rush, Rush said that getting married is not a deraisa because you can have kids through a Pilegesh. What's a Pilegesh? So the Rush held that a Pilegesh is a woman who gets married, Bali Ksuba, Bali Kedushin. So the Rush said, you can have children without Kedushin in Atayra. You marry a Pilegesh. Pilegesh is a Bali Kedushin. Rashi Shita in Parshas Chayesara is that a Pilegesh is Bali Ksuba. That a Pilegesh has Kedusha, but a Pilegesh has no Ksuba. So Rashi holds which way? Obviously Rashi holds Ksuba Deraisa, no? If Ksuba Derabanan, so how could a Pilegesh be a regular woman just doesn't have a ksuba? Make any sense? Right? If you hold ksuba is the Rabbana and Pilegesh, what's a Pilegesh different? Must be like Kedusha. If you hold that ksuba is the Raisa, so you call like Rashi. So Rashi says Pilegesh is Bikedusha and like ksuba. The Ramban in Parshas Chayesara argues on Rashi. He says, what do you mean? Ksuba is the Rabbana. How could you say Pilegesh is Bikidushim, but like Ksuba. So you hear now Nafkamina, Ksuba is the Raisa Drabanan? You follow what's going to come out here. Come out tremendous Nafkamina through a Derech HaPilpul. If you hold Ksuba is the Raisa, then a Pilegesh is Kidushim, but like Ksuba. If you hold Ksuba is the Drabanan, then a Pilegesh must be Balai Kedushin. The Rosh said that is Kedushin a mitzvah deraisa? So the Rosh said Kedushin is not a deraisa. You can have children through a Pilegesh without Kedushin. That Rosh only makes sense if you hold Pilegesh is Balai Kedushin. You follow? What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said that a ksuba, the Rosh said that getting married is a drabana. You have to get married in a Torah. Because in a Torah, you could have children. You have to have children, but you can do it through a pilagish. Right? So what did the Rosh hold? That pilagish is b'lai kedushin. True? Yeah. Right? The whole Kedushin is a Derabana, which is the Rush. So the Rush says, why? Because Pilegesh is Balai Kedushin. Is that true? The Rush said Balai Kedushin. The Rush said, again, the Rush earlier in the parak said, we learned the Russian side, that getting married is not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah d'araisa. If I say Kedushin d'Rabbanan, I mean a mitzvah Kedushin. Avada, getting married makes an eshes ishtai raisa. The meaning is the mitzvah of kedushin. Okay? Mitzvah kedushin. The mitzvah to get married. The Rosh said it's the Rabbanah. Why? Because you take after children, but you can have children from a pilegesh. Now, if you hold a pilegesh as big kedushin, then what? Then it must be, at least according to the Rosh Hashara, there must be deraisa. So if you hold pilegesh is big kedushin, which is Rashi Shita, right? Then it must be that mitzvah kedushin is deraisa. Right? Is that correct? Now, we just finished saying Pilegesh is Bikidushin Lei Rashi. So what's the difference between a Pilegesh and a regular wife? What's the difference between a Pilegesh and a regular wife? So Rashi says Pilegesh Silva. Right? So Rashi says this is still Rashi. That it means Pilegesh Silva. For the Ramban, this can't be true. This is only true if you hold Ksuva Deraisa. If you hold the whole Ksuva is only a Derabanan, if you hold Ksuva is only a Derabanan, then you must hold which way? If you hold Ksuva is a Derabanan, what's a Pilegesh? Believe what? Most people like Kedushin, right? So if you hold Ksuva Derabanan, you have to hold this way. You have to hold that. If you hold Ksuva is Derabanan, you have to hold Pilegesh is B'lai Kedushin. It's only if you hold Ksuva is Deraisa, which is the way Rashi holds. If you hold Ksuva is Deraisa, so then you can hold Pilegesh is Kedushin B'lai Ksuva. And then you can hold that Mitzvah Kedushin is a Mitzvah Deraisa. But there are people that comes out of Big Nafkamina. You following? Nafkamina is what the pilegesh. If you hold ksuva is deraisa, you could say pilegesh is kedushin b'lai ksuva. However, if you hold that the whole ksuva is a drabanan, so what's the pilegesh? Different than a regular wife? Must be b'lai kedushin. So then the rush makes sense. The rush would only follow if you hold that it means b'lai. At any rate, there's another Rashi in Ramban and Chumash, and that's on this pasuk in Mishpatim. Kesef yishkal k'mayra b'sulais. Rashi says, Kesef yishkal k'mayra b'sulais. What is mayra b'sulais? A ksuva. Again, Rashi l'shitasai. Sounds like, right? Ksuva is deraisa. She's teaching the pasuk when I tire. The Ramban argues, again, Rabban says, Eina Yemes, not Taich Kamayra Absulais, because Ksuva Drabana. So you can't Taich Kamayra Absulais to be Ksuba, Ksuva Drabana. So therefore the Ramban disagrees. There's a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchis Naira Hamorasa. It's a small section in the Rambam in Noshim. I think it's only two or three parakim. Hilchas Naira Murasa. The Mishnah Lamelech there in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says in a very interesting chiddush, the Shita Ksuva D'Rabban. He says, even if you hold Ksuva D'Rabban, when a couple gets married, there's an obligation, a deraisatika obligation for the husband to treat his wife the way women are normally treated by normal husbands in his medina. To explain the Mishnah Melech, I'm just going to give you an interesting case, and we'll get back to the Mishnah Melech. In 1948, after the State of Israel was founded, they started to write up laws of Ishus. One of the touchy subjects was the issue of polygamy, of whether a man's allowed to have two wives by Israeli law. Because after all, that's also tied that the Torah allows two wives. So we're going to write that it's illegal. So Rav Henkin then wrote a letter, which became a famous letter, in which he wrote that taking two wives is an issa d'oraisa. It's an issa d'oraisa, it's not as a... Why? So he said, and this, he said this Mishnah Melech, he said, his insight was, that every time husband and wife get married, the husband is obligated, he called it Mishpat Habona Is Ya'aselah. Torah says, K'mishpat Habona Is Ya'aselah. He has to treat her K'mishpat Habona Is, the way women are normally treated in that Medina. It doesn't mean the way Goyim treat their wives in this Medina. It means K'mini Gavrin Yudoyim, the way Erlich Yidin treat their wives. That's it in Torah. Memela. In a place where the Minig Hamokim is, that people don't take two wives. A man is obligated to he's asked of him to take two wives.
What was
the well, now in 1948, the minhag of kol ha'olam kulo is not to take two wives. The minhag in I'm talking about Yidin. Kaminik Avin Yudai. No, it's only the most of the Sephardim didn't. It's only the African countries where some of them did. Certainly the minhag of the Jews in the land of Israel was that no one took two wives. That was always the minhag. Ethiopians had this different minhagim. But the minhag of the Makkah, of Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael was that nobody takes two wives. One took two wives. So l'memeila, it's a din Torah that you can't take two wives. The proof that the Mishnah Melech brings to the aside is from, again, a different pasuk in Mishpatim. The beginning of the parasha, it says that an Eved Ivri works for 6 years. And at the end of the 6 years, he goes out, V'yotza ishtay imay. The pasuk says he goes out and his wife goes out. So Rashi asks, what do you mean his wife goes out? His wife didn't have to work. If he became an Eved Ivri, his wife has to work. His wife's not obligated to work. The Gemara says no, that a man is mechuyev mizaynus of his wife. So when a man becomes an eved ivri, his adai, just like he has to feed him, he's got to feed his wife too. So since a man is mechuyev to give his wife mizaynus, so the adai has to give the wife mizaynus. So at the end of 6 years, v'yatza ishtayimai. In fact, the Mishnah Lamelech, the Chi of Mizaynus, is that the Midah Min HaTorah or Midrabanan? Did you get there yet? You learned. Look, so this. Chi of Mizaynus is a Midrabanan. And HaTorah means not Mechiv to feed his wife. Chi of Mizaynus is a Takana Midrabanan. So how could you explain the Chumash this way? The Yatza Ishta Imai. It's a Chumash, the Torah is not Mechayev a man to feed his wife. And fit the Mishnah Melech. No. We see that in a place where it's the minhag that a husband supports his wife, it's a din Torah. Whatever obligations a man has to his wife because of K'mishpat HaBonis Ya'aselah, that he has an obligation. The drabbanan is that no matter what, he has to give his zaynus. But the Torah, the din Torah, is it depends on minhag HaMakim. In a place where the husband supports a wife, so that becomes K'mishvah Rabbanis Ya'aselah. Memela says the Mishnah Lamelech, a chiddush, that even if you hold suva is the Rabbana, even if you hold suva the takana that every man has to give his wife 200 zuz is the Rabbana. However, once that is common practice, it becomes K'mishpat Rabbanais Ya'aselah. It becomes Mishpat Rabbanais. It becomes the din. It becomes the din of Mishpat Rabbanais Ya'aselah. It becomes a chiyuv. And Memela, when the Torah says Kesef Yishkal K'mayar Abesulais, what is Mayar? Mayar Abesulais is whatever husbands and wives, whatever the normal arrangement is. The takana of 200 zuz is the Rabbanah. But the Torah talks about Moira Besulais. It talks about a Ding Suba. This Ding Suba. He has to give his wife whatever is the normal thing. So this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah Lamelech, which I think the Poskim would accept. Whatever is, the truth is, in all Chayshim Mishpat that way. If you do a business deal with someone, whatever you don't speak out, it's understood to be communicating with Dina. And when you get married, whatever's not spoken out is understood. It's understood to be communicating when you don't. So these are some of the nafkaminis of Ksuba Derais and Rabbanon. Maybe as we go through, I told you the next few blot, Sugis of Ksuba, will have maybe some additional nafkaminis. Okay, just an order of business. Tomorrow, I'm going for David Kolodny's chasna to Florida. It should affect shiur only to the extent of 15 minutes tomorrow. I'm going to stop shiur tomorrow, as today, at 12:30, to catch my flight after David Mincel before I go. So we'll have shiur tomorrow till 12:30. On Tuesday, don't get all excited if I'm not here yet. I have an 8 o'clock flight, which should land about 11. I should be here. I mean, anything could happen. But, weather permitting, I should be here in time for shiur on Tuesday. I would like, over the next 2 days, to make it down. Those of you who saw the Amid Beis saw it's easy Gemara. Try to make it down, hopefully, to the Mishnah. Tomorrow I'll start shiur at 11:30. What? Something in the morning, I hope so.